Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everybody. It is a Wednesday on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, and look who's back after spending some time in his favorite place, Sydney, Australia. Was a quick 36-hour getaway. Dan Cook has decided to crawl back into the basement with us.
Speaking of crawling, did you see the story about the giant crabs overwhelming a campsite in Australia? I'm not going anywhere near that place.
Well, I saw, again, it's something from you besmirching a great country like Australia.
Giant crabs, Chad.
Like, how giant are they?
I mean, how giant do they have to be?
Adam, you're kind of a crabs expert. Can you help us out here?
I thought it was another episode of the Weird News Roundup we were starting.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Kind of. Does William still do that, the Weird News Roundup, you think?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He must, yeah. Right? He definitely does. How big does a crab have to be, Adam Carter, to be a giant?
Well,
I've
watched quite a bit of Deadliest Catch. And the Alaskan king crab is fairly large. I mean, it's put your arms out there almost like a human wingspan.
Ooh. So
that's a big crab.
I want no part of that. What do we have for you today? DeRussia, 12:35. George Shire's with us at 1:05, correct, Dan?
That is correct.
On the passing of Joe Laurinaitis. Adam was just talking about it. Iconic wrestling tag team, Carter. Any doubt about it?
No.
Road Warriors? Cook? Any doubt about it? If you make your list of all-time tag team wrestling success, marketing, memorabilia, you remember them. No list. I'm going top five. Road Warriors have to be in your top five, right?
Well, I mean, in terms of tag teams, they're number one. In terms, you know, when I was growing up, they were the tag team. And I believe I saw Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer tweet today that they were the best drawing tag team worldwide in wrestling history. So
yeah,
that's good enough for me.
I have no problem saying they're the best. So George knows wrestling better than anyone knows wrestling. So George will talk to us about the passing way, way too young again. Sadly, too many icons involved in wrestling. Leave us too soon. Playing Politics is at 1:35, and we have many other items for you. Plenty serious, plenty nonsense. I'm in a weird spot lately, I'll fully admit. I felt like I got a bit of a darker cloud following me. I have someone who is extraordinarily close to me. No, it is not my father. It is not my father. Let me make that clear. But someone extraordinarily close to me who is battling a very, very significant health issue. And I will take all the good wishes for this individual in my life. My youngest boy has been having some health issues. And then I just had just dumb, silly, many times irresponsible stuff by me, many times just weird things happened to me for about 3 weeks, and I'm saying uncle. And I know we just passed 200,000 people dying in this country. Those are humans. Those are loved ones. So I'm trying to put that in perspective, okay? I have not had a loved one leave me due to that, right? So many of these items, it's just you're like, okay, why does this keep happening? The health issue is very, very serious, and Q stuff is very serious. But I just added to another nuisance issue last night. When I'm coming home from horse breath, I did not have the cowboy hat. You know, horse breath formerly was a horse farm, Carter. So, I mean, if you're going to wear a cowboy hat to any golf course, that would be the one to do it at, right?
Yeah, in the Twin Cities, I would think, yeah. Or Lost Spur.
Yeah, that's a good one. Cook, we were debating this. Can I, because Adam wore a cowboy hat to work yesterday, pulled it off very skillfully.
I don't doubt that for a second.
We debated this. I even asked Matthew Dowd this yesterday. Can I head out to horse breath, golf shirt, golf shorts, tennis shoes, and a cowboy hat?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, can somebody wear a cowboy hat to a golf course? Yes. You would look ridiculous in one.
I would look ridiculous.
Yes.
Adam, you're still with me looking ridiculous.
I'm with you looking ridiculous in a cowboy hat, but I'm standing by. No, it's not. You can't, you got to have the whole thing. You can't just have shorts and a golf shirt and a cowboy hat.
I think your point is, you know, a short sleeve, you can, but it can't be like a golf shirt. And also, aren't you pretty much saying it has to be jeans? It has to be pants?
Yeah, either jeans or like, you know, some of those Wrangler kind of pants that they have that cowpokes wear.
How about your fancy Lululemon joggers that cost like $350?
That's not going to work.
Don't think so. No. Don't think so. So I'm coming home in the dark, and out of nowhere, I ran over an animal for the first time. I don't think I've ever run over an animal in my vehicle.
Ever?
I don't think I ever have. I really don't. I was thinking about it. Raccoon. No chance. Split second before I could see the eyes and had no chance. I would have tried to swerve for sure, and that would have been dumb, right?
Yes.
Because my instincts probably would have taken over. And there was a car that was just passing me, so it would have been very foolish. But loud noise, not good, not good to the front part of the Yugo. The Yugo is going to, I'm going to be calling the insurance folks today on what I did to the raccoon. I apologize to the raccoon. There was no intent. I was well around the speed limit. There was nothing reckless. It was just one of those awful, awful circumstances. So my best to the raccoon family. I want to hear your best animal story that you've hit with a vehicle. Because I think I was free at the age of 55. I think I've missed a squirrel. I certainly haven't hit anything else. I have no encounters with an armadillo, nothing with a deer, nothing with a platypus, nothing with a rhinoceros. I think last night, do we go with Ricky the raccoon? Is that kind of it's got to be an alliteration,
Rocky.
Right?
Rocky. Beatles, yeah.
Yeah. What am I thinking? Ricky was the cousin who didn't make the song. My raccoon was the first one that I killed at the age of 55. Unlike you, Adam, you go out trying to kill animals on a regular basis. I show them grace. What is your best, worst, scariest, saddest, strangest encounter with a vehicle and an animal? Phone calls and text 651-989-9226. That is 651-989-9226. Springsteen turns 71 today, so we'll play some Bruce, maybe play even some covers. We are just about to hear the decision from the grand jury on the killing of Breonna Taylor. That happened months and months ago. The attorney general in charge of this, already an enormous settlement paid to Breonna Taylor's family. And the announcement is just happening now. As soon as we have some results, we will give that to you. Adam, have you had, a strange encounter to with an animal while driving a vehicle?
I hit a deer one time. Just the head of the deer, I think, hit like my rearview mirror, and it knocked the rearview mirror right off. But the deer, I stopped, and the deer kept going. I don't think it even phased it much. Trying to think. That's really the only instance I remember of actually coming into contact with an animal.
Well, that's small too then, right?
I remember when one of my first years going to Canada when I was a kid, my dad took me to Canada. We actually used to, you'd go up, there's a highway that goes from Fort Francis, if you pass through at International Falls, goes up to Dryden. It's like the 502, and it's a lot better than it used to be. It used to just be a really remote two-lane road, and it was a two-hour drive before you got into any sort of civilization. And from time to time, even during the day, you'd see moose. Well, we were driving it at night, and a motorhome RV had hit a moose, and the front of the motorhome was just smashed in, and the moose was dead laying there. And honestly, it was had to be 5 or 6 feet wide, laying on its side. I mean, it was just massive. That image is seared into my memory, but.
Yeah, that's a bit frightening. Dan, do you have something?
I actually have a very similar experience to Adam in that the one time I've ever hit an animal was a deer, and essentially I spanked it with the driver's side mirror. I was driving my brother.
What's with you guys?
I know,
right? What kind of mirrors do you guys have?
I was driving my brother and his girlfriend at the time. I was driving her home. My brother was obviously in the back with us. And it was Hemlock Lane in Maple Grove, if you know kind of where that is. It's up by Arbor Lakes now. But at the time, Arbor Lakes wasn't there at the time, but it wasn't a completely, tree-infested area. It wasn't an area you would expect to see a deer. And when I look from the rearview mirror down in front of me, all of a sudden, here's Bambi running in front down the middle of the road. So I yanked the wheel to the right to miss the deer, but managed to catch it with the driver's side mirror snapping that off, or where it was dangling by the wires that connected it, remotely. And then, of course, you're just sort of panicked in that moment. So what do? You stop? Do you keep going? Kept going, brought her home, and then on the way back was slowing down in that area to try and look around and see, did I kill the thing or not? No carcass to be found anywhere. But there were tufts of deer hair on that mirror, so I had a fun time explaining that to my parents.
Yeah. Sounds like a fake story.
Well, at least you got the deer hair there. Otherwise, it would have been, I hit a deer. Well, at least you had the evidence.
Yeah, well, again, I've got a cop for a father, so he was still a little bit skeptical.
Grilling you?
Yeah. He was giving me the business. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we do mix and match on the show. I'm seen so far on Breonna Taylor, and they'll get back to the bizarre. But this obviously has been an enormous story in this country, waiting for results. Are you seeing that the grand jury indicts one of the officers on criminal charges?
I haven't seen that yet. No, I'm looking at Twitter and CNN headlines, and I have not seen that.
I am seeing on Twitter that. I'm seeing it multiple places. Now.
Fox News.
Grand jury indicts one officer on criminal charges. I'm not sure which officer it is at this point.
Fox News is running that same chyron right now.
Yeah.
One officer.
All right, so we need more.
Hankinson.
Hankinson is the one who's facing it?
Yeah. Louisville, former Louisville detective Brent Hankinson.
Okay.
Wanton endangerment.
This, of course, no-knock warrant going in. Boyfriend fires shots. I think he's the one who fired the 10 shots. Breonna Taylor killed African-American female. Many people, again, questioning if this happens to a white individual, male or female, sleeping in their apartment, sleeping in their condo, sleeping in their house. You do have the no-knock warrant at that place. I think we got to stay with this just for a couple minutes. We'll get to the calls. This isn't going to be enough, Adam. This is not going to be enough for a lot of the people who have been waiting and waiting and waiting that one of the officers is facing this. Do you guys agree with me?
Not only one, but if the charge of wanton endangerment.
Yeah.
That seems awfully light.
Yeah. It is an incredibly difficult job. We all agree, right? Police officers in a case like this. I think there were a lot of questions about the decision to arrive in the manner which they did. And then when you're firing in the dark in this way, a lot of questions on that. I was, I don't know what I was expecting anymore. I don't know what I'm expecting every single day. I certainly don't believe for one second that African-Americans are treated the same as whites. I certainly do not believe for one second that every single time an African-American is involved in a police encounter, it only happens because of race. This seemed like way too far to me, way too far for the officers involved in this particular encounter, which ended Breonna Taylor's life. And I'm not saying Breonna Taylor is a flawless individual, but I'm saying Breonna Taylor, no way, no how, no chance should have been killed that night. And for this charge, it seems remarkably light to me. Dan, remarkably light to you, or is that too strong?
No, it doesn't seem too strong. I mean, the entire process has seemed so flawed that it took this long to get to this kind of outcome seems flawed from the get-go to me. It feels to me like they were looking for a reason not to indict these officers instead of actually just looking at the situation and the evidence at hand and going, this is completely wrong and somebody needs to be held accountable.
Adam, $12 million to the family and then this charge? That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, I'm just kind of reading a quick search about wanton endangerment. And actually, Kentucky is one of few states that have this charge. It's kind of a gray area between, I'm just trying to read it as to a level. It's similar to manslaughter.
Okay, that gives a little more gravity to the situation.
Just here,
we are still expected to hear from the Attorney General, correct, who is going to speak about this decision. This happened in March. It was March 13th, and we're sitting here now, as Dan pointed out, a long, long time afterwards. There was concern in the town about how individuals on either side of their views of what happened, what the punishment should be, how they would react. You had the one police officer putting out an email the other day that was highly, highly critical of some of the criticism towards officers, some inflammatory words. And I guess we're going to have to wait and see how this plays out over the rest of the afternoon. But if you just joined us, the grand jury in the death of Breonna Taylor has announced a single charge against one of the officers. And Adam, was it wanton disregard? Is that what it
wanton is? Endangerment? And it sounds like it's three counts of wanton endangerment.
Three counts of wanton.
First degree wanton endangerment. I looked it up. So a person is guilty of wanton endangerment in first degree when under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life, he wantonly engages in conduct which creates a substantial danger or death or serious physical injury to another person.
Okay. We're going to continue to follow this. This obviously is a very important story for a lot of people in this country. Huge story for Louisville, and enormous story, obviously, for the family and what has taken place. Let's do this. Let's pause here. We absolutely needed to get to the Taylor story and cover it. We're not done talking about the story for the rest of the day, but we do go back and forth, right? This story will be discussed again on this show. I can assure you of that. It will have more layers to it, understanding more about this and also hearing from the Kentucky Attorney General and seeing what happens in Louisville off the reaction to this. But let's pause here, go to weather and traffic, and Adam, can you hang with Darasha if we hear from people in their animal stories?
I cannot.
Or you're busy.
Yep.
You cannot. You going on with Common or calling in?
Got to update my...
Hey, you got to keep yourself available. You never know. There's always options.
I was trying to get my... I forgot the name of it. My newsletter. These things don't type themselves, man. You got to do every copy in.
All right. You'll be back later. We'll do the animal conversation with the Russia. And obviously, we'll have more on Breonna Taylor's story throughout the afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.